This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, Relationships, Episode 35, The Speech Teacher, 5 Tips to Get Your Toddler Talking, by Molly Dresner with FamilyOptimize.com. And I'm Joss Murray, your host and personal narrator. Happy Friday, all you listeners out there, and thanks for joining me here on the Relationships edition of Optimal Living Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best relationship blogs every single weekday for free. Today I have a post from Molly Dresner, who is actually a guest author with FamilyOptimize.com. Molly is a speech-language pathologist out of New York City who works with newborns to five-year-olds. We couldn't be more eager to share her content with you. Also, I'm super excited to say that this is the 35th episode of this show. Thank you so much for all your support along the way. I hope you've enjoyed the posts as much as I have. So, in celebration of the 7th week of this show, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short for you today and get right to optimizing your life. The Speech Teacher, 5 Tips to Get Your Toddler Talking, by Molly Dresner with FamilyOptimize.com. Here you are, living with a tiny human, trying to equip him or her with all of the tools necessary to one day be a functional large human. Toddler life is tricky. When your little one is not using words yet to communicate, it makes your day-to-day even trickier. Let me tell you first and foremost, you know your child best. You are probably anticipating all of your toddler's wants and needs already. You know what the cranky face, shrugged shoulders, and ants-in-the-pants behavior means at all times. In my experience, late-talking toddlers and their parents compensate in the most incredible and creative ways. Your little one probably has at least one word or sound that they have started to use that can mean a wide variety of things. This looks like your child pointing to something and saying, me, or this, or that, etc. They have learned that if they visually direct you to the wanted item and say a catch-all word, they get what they want. You as a person have learned that if you ask 5-ish basic yes-no questions, more often than not, your toddler will be able to nod their head, reach for the item, smile, or otherwise indicate bingo. The goal is to create opportunities for your child to use words to communicate instead of relying on gestures or responding to your multitude of yes-no questions. So, let's begin. Number 1. Pretend and play dumb. It's okay to pretend that you do not know what that tiny human wants sometimes. More often than not, the first time that I meet a child, he or she will say at least one word that the parents have not heard before. It's because, in your little one's eyes, I am dumb. They have never seen me before, and they know that I do not know what they want or what they know. Your little one will start to play the look what I can do game, which is quite possibly my favorite. Good news, you can start playing dumb too. You are going to still stick to your daily routine, however, when it comes to playing games or new toys. Just pretend you don't know what your little one wants. Easy words to start with are open, more, help, on, etc. Think about it. Your little one brings you a toy and puts it in your lap or puts your hand on the toy. You are pretty sure your toddler wants help with it because it won't open, work, or turn on? Well, here's your chance. You say, open? Only say one word. Your toddler will indicate yes or no. If it is yes, say, open, slowly, and make bigger than usual movements with your mouth. You can back up and have them imitate, oh, if you are having no luck with open. If they did not want it to be opened, you go through the questioning process by saying only one word at a time. For example, help, on, etc. When you are starting this new behavior, it is very important to accept any sound that your little one makes in an attempt to imitate you. Reward baby steps, because any sound is better than just dropping a toy in your lap. Number 2. In the words of Wilson Phillips, hold on. Ah, gentle withholding. A classic go-to move to increase language. Gentle withholding occurs when you hold on to an item that your child wants until they do something in order to get it. The majority of parents start this game at the please stage. You hold the cupcake away from your child and ask, what do you say? They say, please, and you give the cupcake. Good news, you already know how to play. Better news, you can start now. The main rule is, do not withhold items that are part of your child's daily routine. That is, do not hold on to your child's cup of milk until they say milk, because you are not going to be able to remain consistent. What I mean is that you are not going to put the cup of milk away if your tiny friend refuses to say anything. Also, gentle is a key word here. I am not trying to create multiple tantrums throughout the day. I am simply asking you to raise the bar for certain items so that your little one starts to acknowledge that they have to say something to get something. It is best to start with treats or toys. A lot of late talkers have only 2 to 3 words, and one of them is usually something that is hard to say, but extremely motivating to them. One of my favorites is a little guy whose third word was hallway, because he loved running down the long hallway of his building. Cookie is a big motivator as well. Gentle withholding works well during play activities and games. Maybe you don't push the toy car until your little one completes ready, set, with a big go. Perhaps they don't get Mr. Potato Head's facial features until they attempt to say eye, nose, mouth, etc. Number 3. Motivate me. Simple yet effective. The more motivating an item is, the more likely it is that your toddler will request it. The easiest way to create these moments is to use clear bags or containers. Place fun and preferred toy items in a plastic bag or to-go container that is see-through. That way your little one can see it, but can't open it without your help. You have now created an opportunity for your child to use open, help, or the name of the item inside, for example, Thomas, car, etc. You can create motivating moments in other ways by checking out your little one's environment. Are most of his or her preferred foods, toys, and activities easily accessible? Maybe you move some of those edible treats to a higher shelf, etc. Start with 1 to 2 small changes so as not to overwhelm your tiny friend. Number 4. Stay consistent. It is incredibly important to set new standards in which you will be able to stay consistent. Little ones are designed to manipulate the world around them, and they have memories like elephants. They will always start with what is easiest, quickest, and habitual. For example, pointing to or reaching for things they want. They will always remember what worked best last time. Your tiny friend may continue to try only using gestures to request because it is easier, and if you give in, they will remember. However, if you continue to hold out until they attempt to use their words before giving in, they will realize that the gestures no longer work and shift gears. I always suggest starting with only 1 to 2 baby steps that you feel comfortable with so you can adjust together. Number 5. Allow for a learning curve. After you hear this, I hope that you will want to change the rules and up the ante for your little one. In doing so, you are creating a different dynamic than the one that your tiny friend is used to, so please allow for a little pushback. We all need a little transition time. I promise that if you start slow and stay consistent, you will see big results. Once your little one realizes that there are new rules, they will follow suit. They just need time. You just listened to the post titled, The Speech Teacher, 5 Tips to Get Your Toddler Talking by Molly Dresner with FamilyOptimize.com.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Again, Molly is a guest author on FamilyOptimize.com. As a speech-language pathologist, Molly aims to provide parents with both fun and functional suggestions that will better equip them in supporting their little one's speech and language development. Our little guy here at home is 13 months now, and he is the perfect example of a toddler who loves to point and grunt until he gets what he wants. Mommy and Daddy admittedly think it's cute, but we know that it's time to start shifting some of our own gears as we start working on his speech development. Thanks again to Molly for letting us share this article. The timing literally could not have been more spot on for my little family. Well, I'm going to give you a break from promotional stuff today, but before I go, I just want to say thanks again for listening to the 35th episode of this show. It's been such a blast and an honor being your host so far, and I can't wait to see what the next 35 episodes bring. Have a great rest of your day, and I hope to see you on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.